Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Motivating Monday. Hope you guys have been enjoying my post from last night and early this morning. I love to post Rich Dad, Poor Dad watch parties on Mondays. And Tony Robbins vids and Les Brown and those Denzel Washington motivational speeches for Motivational Manic Monday. Oh, our friend Julian Stefani, check out his page. He will be doing an online performance for us. So check out his page and check out the time. Julian Stefani, I always have said, and I'm told Prince, as soon as Julian, some of you know him as Julian's Ride. That's how I became to know him, and when we befriended one another, like in 2007 on MySpace. He's doing an online performance, so I'm super excited about that. Received an invitation overnight, and he mentioned how, you know, a lot of people are missing his live performances and so on. And I'm so glad that he's doing much better, too, because you guys know he was ill also a little bit, a pinched nerve over the holidays. But he stuck with it and was able to perform after Christmas and New Year's and resume his tour. But he's doing an online event on Facebook. So check out Julian Stefani's page. I will be posting the invite that he sent me so we can be entertained by Julian's Ride. And back to what I was saying, when he and I became friends, MySpace friends, before Facebook, I've never met Prince, but, you know, Prince and I have been befriended one another in the early days. And he and his staff and family always look forward to getting packages and all that from me. As soon as Julian and I became friends, and a bit, well, shoot, when I was exposed to his music and his performance, I'm like, Prince, this is who you need to play you in any biopic. But then there are so many other talented artists also that are wonderful choices. The guy that whoever they had chose for the film that they put together soon after Prince's death was great for that project. But when Prince was alive, I'm thinking, you do something like soon, this is who you need, Julian Wright. So those of you that have never seen him, I've never seen him live, but I can't wait to see this online Facebook performance. So I just want to plug him right quick before we get into talking about coronavirus and the reopening of our economy. The show was delayed. Also, Terry, my guy, my man, calling and texting me, asking me about SBA, independent contractors, where you guys know all the loans are put on hold until President Trump and Republicans and Democrats get the funding they need for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and even this time, hospitals, thank you, God, are included. And I believe they're planning on making a deal today, because it scared me, because when I heard that Speaker of the House, Ms. Nancy Pelosi, didn't want to meet until May the 4th, that's scary. I'm like, wait a second. I mean, even on our regular jobs and even as entrepreneurs, we have emergency meetings. I'm like, no way you can delay to May the 4th. So thank God overnight I've heard there should be a deal announced today regarding, because I know I applied for my sole proprietor. This show is part of my business, Culture Shark Entertainment. And you guys see, I need funding so I can get the shows back to full-fledged shows and advertising and you know, doing the type of research that I need to do. You know, makeup artists, painters, chefs, cooks, restaurant owners, beauty salon owners, you name it. You have an invention, like I have inventions that need funding. So, you know, praying for coronavirus to end soon. Also praying for us to see more Made in America, more Made in USA products also, because I believe this funding will help. And also people losing their jobs. A lot of people's side hustles are going to turn into their businesses right now. We know that. We see that. Like last year when we had to shut down, many people that had side hustles, that their side hustles became successful businesses. So to my self-sufficient, we are definitely learning how to love more, express ourselves more, and also decide what's important and what's not important. And our health and our wealth is very important, and loving each other and keep making this world a better place is what's important. But back to slowing the spread, remember, visit coronavirus.gov. The state of Mississippi, we're still in under an executive order under our governor Tate Reeves, who I supported and campaigned for and voted for, and also the mayor, Mayor Lumumba. He also would like us to stay in another week. The governor would like for us to stay in, only venture out in the state of Mississippi and in the capital city of Jackson, and the other cities also in the state of Mississippi. It's important for us to only venture out for essential things, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, work, looking for work, et cetera. And if you're essential, you know, definitely do your essential work and other things. But they're lightening the apron strings on some businesses. Some businesses can resume some things. Like, for example, beauty shops, if they sell products, they can do curbside, you know, commerce with their clients. If they're florists, they can do curbside, you know, interactions with their clients. Beaches and lakes are opening back up here in the state of Mississippi. The governor even said people need to keep their sanity, but must practice, obey the law and the rules, must practice social distancing at the lakes and at the rivers and at the Ross Barnett Reservoir, where a lot of people love to boat and fish. You must follow the social distancing on the Gulf Coast and Biloxi. Must follow the guidelines. In Florida, the beaches are back open, and some of my Facebook friends from around the world were just like, oh, what? So many people were just out there on the beaches just having too much fun. No mask, no gloves, and definitely not practicing social distancing, I guess. And then the big shout out to those that have been protesting at their capitals. Also, like in the state of Minnesota and other states that have been protesting that it's time to open the economy back and let people go back to work. This is America. We have our freedom of speech, and it's important for the government and those who have been voted in to know how people feel, from those that are ready to get back out safely and those that are like, okay, let's continue trying to slow the spread. But I'm sure everybody understands each other's point of view. One state, South Dakota, governor is getting like a lot of flack because she has not declared her state of emergency executive order. And she does have a point. I mean, she doesn't want to take people power away. Only one county where Smithfield plant is located is the county that's the hot spot. And she said that she makes sure that the proper testing are conducted. But I hope that those people that live in that county are definitely quarantined and are not, and I'm just voicing my thoughts, and are not allowed to venture out in other counties. Because then that will become an issue, will become a problem. Then they have to problem solve that. But she said, you know, but that is a good point on that one county. is a hot spot. Arkansas, I need to look up and study what's going on with Arkansas. But I was researching early this morning. I wish I had my facts together because it seems to be getting better, especially where stay at home, shelter in place, executive orders are being conducted. And around the world, it seems like the spread is slowing. There are hot spots, but the spread is slowing too. So I hope we can keep this momentum, save more lives, and more lives are saved. We just see less deaths and see more cures and more people getting well from this. So I'm going to read some of the info that's at the bottom of this TV screen, like the breaking news here in the state of Mississippi. And a lot of the news is pretty much congruent with the country. The Mississippi Department of Health is reporting that 300 new cases, this is Mississippi news, is reporting 300 new cases of COVID-19 in Mississippi and 7 new deaths. The total of Mississippi cases since March 11th now stands at 4,274,000 with 159 deaths. 69 outbreaks have been reported at long-term facilities across the state. Also, they're stating that Congress is coming close to a deal regarding that money, too. The coronavirus hotline is the best way to get your questions about COVID-19 answered. Call anytime at 1-877-978-6453. So, okay, the stay-at-home order is extended by the mayor of the city of Jackson until April the 30th. And that's in the capital city of Mississippi. Those of you that are traveling here and doing business, a lot of people travel to Mississippi for business. Mississippi is big in business. Those of you that do not know that, and agriculture, of course, you know that, but in business and in technology, and University Medical Center is working on a vaccine as we speak. Oh, my goodness, an Ole Miss professor died from COVID-19. I heard that news yesterday. School leaders say that Kevin Molloy passed away last Thursday in Oxford. The 67-year-old taught speech and had been at the university since 2006. I heard that yesterday. His wife, who also teaches at Ole Miss, has tested positive for COVID-19. So our condolences to Ole Miss regarding the loss of their educator. COVID-19 has infected more than 2.4 million people and killed at least 165 worldwide. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 40,000 people have died in the U.S. 40,000, 40K have died in the U.S. U.S. medical supplies. President Donald Trump said early work on coronavirus tests by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention was a mess, but said things have improved. Trump said he plans to use the Defense Production Act to help with the production of swabs for tests. Aid for farmers. USDA announced Friday $19 billion in coronavirus aid that will go directly to American farmers. Yay! Woohoo! Farmers will receive those $16 billion in direct payment form. Yes, thank you, God. While the additional $3 billion will be used to purchase meat, dairy products, fruits, and vegetables. It's been so sad watching the dairy farmers just pour out, like, gallons and gallons of milk. Sands of fruit and vegetables just go to ruin. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force said it is unclear whether the U.S. currently has enough coronavirus testing capacity for phase two of the administration's guidelines for reopening states. Leaders working on new economic deal. The Trump administration and Democratic leaders are close to a deal to help small businesses survive shutdowns caused by the coronavirus. See, that's what my guy was asking me about. But, you know, when can I apply for the independent contracting loan? Well, there's no money. When they have more money, then, you know, then I can, hopefully I'll receive the loans that I applied for. One of my friends, he was happy and sad because he didn't get the 10 grand he thought, but he got 1,000 last week. I'm like, a 10,000 blessing, a $1,000 blessing, you know. I applied day one. I still haven't seen anything, but hopefully when, but I'm still waiting for the my income tax and stimulus check. Because I thought the loan would come for those two. Right at aid expands testing sites. The centers will use self-swab, nasal tests, supervised by Rite Aid pharmacists. That's pretty cool. Rite Aid is a good place. Rite Aid expects to conduct roughly 200 tests each day per location. That's awesome. Then watch others would take note too and do the same probably. Walgreens, CVS, etc. Company leaders expect to open more sites in several states. That's awesome. So kudos to Rite Aid for doing a good thing. Inmates test positive. A total of 2,315 inmates across three correctional facilities in Ohio have tested positive for the coronavirus. The state of Ohio has reported more than 11,602 confirmed coronavirus cases, including 471 deaths. Ew. Sending love and condolences and prayers. Stars including Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and Rolling Stones took part in an 8-hour show called One World Together at Home, which helped to raise nearly $128 million for the World Health Organization. I watched something on Saturday night. I guess that was it, huh? The proceeds would be given to the, because I fell asleep also. What I seen was good. To the WHO's COVID, well, the World Health Organization COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. Breaking news. Shelter-in-place order extended. Governor Tate Reeves, Republican Governor of the State of Mississippi, extension of the statewide shelter-in-place order goes into effect tomorrow, lasts until April the 27th. At that point, the governor believes Mississippi will be beyond its peak resource use, and the state may be able to slowly open up. Shelter-in-place changes. State lakes and beaches will reopen today so people can fish and relax. The governor believes going outside will help people, you know, like reduce stress, fight depression, because the governor, I mean, the mayor mentioned how the suicide rate and domestic violence rate has rise here, just like it has across the country. Clothing stores, for example, clothing stores and florists will be able to take orders and deliver to customers. Those businesses must maintain social distancing guidelines. If they open today, this morning, they must practice the guidelines. You know, less than 10, 6 feet apart, gloves, mask. Barnett Reservoir reopens Monday. My friends in Tesoma in Texas, Ross Barnett Reservoir is what I talked about a lot. That's like Lake Tesoma. Barnett Reservoir reopens Monday. All related to boating and fishing announced by the governor would be in effect. And many of you that have lakes in your states and areas around the world, Ross Barnett Reservoir is a very popular reservoir dam. homes, businesses, houseboats, RV, fish. My late Uncle Mose, as a little girl, used to take me fishing up there all the time. You know, I learned how to fish when I was like 3 years old, clean fish and catch fish and yummy, eat fish. Yes. But Barnett Reservoir reopened today. And all other lakes and beaches, just like Florida has reopened here in the state of Mississippi, we're reopening also. City parks, I guess the mayor will not be opening until the city begin to slowly reopen. And when the local government in Vicksburg is opening. The total Mississippi cases since March 11th, so I talked about all of that. And I see on Good Morning America, they're talking about the nursing homes situation. So definitely praying for nursing homes. I have an aunt in a nursing home, and many people I know and many people I know work at nursing homes and at hospitals. And so I'm definitely sending out love to all first responders and to those that work in the medical fields and on all levels. A big shout out and thank you to you also. So again, yesterday I had gone over, speaking of the mayor of the city of Jackson, and I'm sure this stands for all of you in your cities and towns and villages, but the mayor here in the city of Jackson, Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba, he has an initiative he started a little over a week ago called Fight Together, Stand Apart. And on yesterday's broadcast, I did share the guidelines, and I will again from the mailer that he sent out. And it starts with recently I issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of Jackson to fight the spread of the coronavirus and have continued to take additional steps to make Jackson a safer place. Testing our first responders who are on the front lines every day and jail inmates who must be kept in close confinement. Working with Jackson High's Comprehensive Health Center to test up to $5,000 of our most needy residents. 3, providing hazard pay for our firefighters and police officers during this difficult time. 4, partnering with a local hotel to provide quarantine shelters for those residents who cannot shelter at home and risk infecting seniors or others with serious health conditions. 5, launching a COVID-19 hotline and symptom collector. Residents can call 601-586-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public health officials in the city prioritize resources. So contact your local hotline in your respective city, town, village, and do the same. Here's how you can help. Your city leaders will continue to do all we can to protect the residents of this great city. And it goes for all cities. Your leaders and community leaders are there to help. But it takes everyone to stop the spread of this virus so we can get back to normal. Stay at home. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. When you have to leave home, social distancing, please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians and wherever you are when you are in public places. Wearing mask or face covering in public. When I was out on Thursday going to my doctor's office on Central Alley, I was impressed with the men who had on masks and gloves. Women I would see with maybe a mask, but men definitely are taking heed to wearing their masks. I need to get masks. I do have my scarf that I put around my mouth. I do have gloves that I still have from when my sister and I were caregiving for our mother, and the home health nurses would present us with boxes of gloves. So I still have gloves, but definitely need to stock up on gloves too. And there's an awesome website I've been sharing that I like because they have awesome things like mugs, discount mugs. So it's called discountmugs.com, and they have like just awesome fun stuff. But they are selling awesome disposable and reusable masks, clothing shields, gloves for, I'm talking about amazing discount prices. So you guys check out that website. But when you have to leave home, remember to social distance. Please maintain a space of 6 feet between you and other Jacksonians when you are in public places. Wear a mask or face covering in public. The experts have determined we should all wear masks when out in public. Buy from Jackson businesses. Our grocery stores, retailers, and restaurants offering takeout service need our patronage during the difficult time. Protecting yourself, log your symptoms. If you have a dry cough, fever, and shortness of breath, call the city's COVID-19 hotline, 601-586-3067, and report your symptoms. Get screened. Call one of the COVID-19 hotline numbers. Local, 601-586-3067. State, 877-978-6453. Get tested. University of Mississippi Medical Center. Drive-through testing at the State Fairgrounds by appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 601-496-7200. Jackson Hines Comprehensive Health Center. Costs are on the sliding scale for ability to pay. James Anderson Health Facility, 3502 West Northside Drive, 601-362-5321. Business hours on Monday, 8 through 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5. It is the Ethel James Ivory Homeless Clinic, 327 South Gallatin Street, 601-355-0707. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Jackson Hines Clinic. Staff Clinic, 145 Raymond Road, 601-362-5321. Monday through Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1. So that is what the mayor has shared, and we all know the weather. 74 today. Yesterday we had bad weather, but thank God no deadly tornadoes. Heavy winds and a lot of trees blown down in different counties. So remember to visit the coronavirus guideline, coronavirus.gov. Follow the guidelines there. Listen and follow to directions of your state and local authority. If you feel sick, stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay home and away from other people. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants, which, you know, not everything's closed down, right? Use pickup or delivery options. Those are the only options right now. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. And I mean, we can't visit those places, sadly. Always practice and definitely sending love out. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or inside your elbow. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. So those are basics. Those are information that we've been knowing since we've been alive, right? So I'm still baffled by that because these are things that we have known to do. Anyway, and again, like from the World Health Organization, always remind us to do the five. Have stopped coronavirus. Hands, wash them often. Elbow, cough into it. Face, don't touch it. Space, keep safe distance. Five, home, stay if you can. So thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Email me at CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Let me repeat, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Also, you can email me at MissBethanyCWilliams@gmail.com. Also, and many of you reach out to me anyway through direct messaging, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm still working on getting my LinkedIn back reestablished, back in. YouTube, right here, blogtalkradio.com. Create your profile, because it's almost time for us to get back to the full-fledged shows. So create your profile so we can group chat and all that good stuff. I'm looking forward to you calling in. I'm looking forward to amazing guest co-host, my cousin Linda returning, that dude Mike, Ridge Roughneck, even my guy, Terry, he's looking forward to coming on and being a part of the show. Those that are supporting and that I'm partnering up with, like Dee and Amar Tamborn, who is an advocate of love anywhere around the world. Just a big shout out to everybody, our world leaders, our president, our local leaders in each state, our state leaders, to those, to clergy, and all of us that are praying and sending out positive vibes for more love and for coronavirus and other things, illnesses and natural disasters and evil that happens. We're all praying for miracles and for more good to happen and less bad to happen in this world, right? So thank you all for supporting this broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Report since the premiere of March 21st, 2011 to present day. Thank you so much. And also the spinoff shows and supporting Sprinker podcast also and blogs throughout the years. Have fun. Yesterday, the James Franco Project Group, we celebrated James Franco's 42nd birthday. Also, yesterday was Kate Hudson's birthday, too, I believe. I think I posted an article that it was her birthday also. But this has been the birthday month, my guy's birthday, my brother-in-law, mentor Tommy's birthday, a nephew. My sister's birthday was April Fool's Day. DJ Swim's birthday was Friday. I mean, birthday, there are a lot of April spring babies. You know, I'm a summer baby in August. But thank you guys, and ladies, gents and ladies, thank you for your love and your support and interaction and keeping in touch from around the world, in the midst of our different time zones and all, and sending much love out to my dearest friends and then those that maybe haven't talked to, but you guys do listen to the podcast. Thank you for your love and support. And a former guest, I'm looking forward to you guys coming back when we're back to the full-fledged shows. And those of you that are looking forward to being a part of the show, like Sean Alexander Hamilton, he still needs to come on and discuss his books. Two books I do have, and then he's just spitting out books like I don't know what. I'm filled with so much information, from relationships to money, just amazing. And so you authors, definitely reach out. And I love it when entrepreneurs and music people come on the show and share their life. Share their life of those that are concerned about certain topics. Because we're concerned about coronavirus. Many of us are concerned about homelessness. We're concerned about many things. So it's important for us to talk about things. And this is an entertainment lifestyle show, so we have an array of topics that we can and we have and we do discuss, right? You guys notice. So if you're new to the show, check out the archives and listen to shows from early on, because it's amazing. Some of the shows have just been on. The relationship shows are something. I love when Belinda Macy comes on from Pure Romance, based in Houston, Texas. She's an intimacy consultant, and she shares some amazing things. But it's just amazing. And usually, I mean, from 2011, we've always talked about spring cleaning, and then through our different seasons, talk about the cleaning and preparation for certain holidays and certain seasons. So now, you know, we all are living this quarantine lifestyle. You know how some people say, well, he or she are in a subculture. They live this type of lifestyle. Well, we all are incorporating a quarantine lifestyle into our lifestyle. So that is always a topic that is that's part of our life. And, you know, we return into a normal, but like many say, we return into a new normal. But, you know, so sad that so many people are becoming ill and have passed away. But thank God we're spreading slowing the spread and slowing the number of lives being lost also. We want more people to be cured, and most definitely, and I know I'm definitely praying for myself and loved ones and Terry and just everybody, people I know and don't know. None of us, it's just heartbreaking to watch, and heartbreaking to hear about people I know or celebrities that I admire have passed on because this demon just showed up out of nowhere and just started, had a hit list and just taking lives like nobody's business. But it will get better. It is getting better. We see this now in the stat, and the medical professionals are assuring us, and we're seeing this. So, and the men and women of the cloth, and those of us that believe, you know, we got to keep each other strong and just continue to spread love and do the best that we can, with the power within us, with the God within us, also. So, thank you all for your love and support. You've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Hugs and kisses.